At exactly 7:27 p.m. on Tuesday, more than 150 people rode the escalators and elevators to the 9th floor of Macy's department store in Manhattan. There, they converged in the back of the rug department and debated the merits of a very expensive Oriental rug. Most of them did not know each other before the meeting. They heard about the event through a chain of emails distributed through person-to-person contact. It's collectively called the Mob Project, an experiment that gathers participants in a public place where they interact according to a loosely crafted script. Mike Epstein is a software engineer in Manhattan, and he was one of the participants in the gathering earlier this week. And perhaps you can begin by telling us how you actually heard about this project.
Well, I had an email forwarded to me from two different mailing lists, and it sounded inexplicable and wacky and like a lot of fun.
And what was the script that you were supposed to follow?
Well, essentially, we were supposed to meet up at a bar, one of four bars, depending on our birth month, where someone would meet us and give out slips of paper that would tell us what the location of the actual mob was. In this case, it was Macy's. And it told us what we were to say. For example, in this case, once we gathered, if the salesman approached, we were supposed to say that we all lived together in a converted warehouse in Long Island City, Queens, and that we were debating the purchase of a love rug for our, warehouse. And we made all purchasing decisions as a group.
All 150 of you.
Right.
And how did the participants act when they actually arrived at Macy's? Did you do this with a straight face?
Many of us were milling around waiting for it to be exactly 7:27 and sort of stealing glances at each other and wondering who was there for this inexplicable mob and who was just there because they were buying furniture or rugs. And then once we all converged, the salesman didn't actually approach us. They were sort of off in the distance talking amongst themselves and maybe calling security, things like that.
And now, is there somebody who is the, to use a fancy phrase, the auteur of this mob scene that you created?
There is, although no one really knows who it is.
Aha.
Supposedly his name is Bill, but no one really knows much more than that.
Have you been infiltrated yet by the Department of Homeland Security or someone?
Well, the first mob had the cops show up, which is why they're now going through this process with showing up at a bar and finding out where it is.
Where was the first mob that drew
the first
police?
Mob, I wasn't there, but it was at Claire's Accessories. And presumably there's some sort of commentary on the fact that no one really needs accessories, and a store devoted entirely to selling accessories is a pretty good place to obstruct business for 10 minutes.
I see. But do you know what the script was there at the accessory store?
Well, I saw the email. At the accessory store, the participants were not supposed to even acknowledge that they knew each other. It was as if they all arrived purely by happenstance, all at the same accessory store at the same time. And there they were to set their alarm clocks to beep 10 minutes later. And when everyone's alarm clock went off, they were all to leave and disperse in various directions.
Uh-huh. Now, is this a uniquely New York thing, or does this also happen in San Francisco, say, just as a wild stab?
Well, I don't think it's just a New York thing, but there is something about New York. I mean, maybe it's a little bit of a commentary on the fact that in New York people will go where other people are just because other people are there.
So you're game to do this again, eh?
Absolutely.
Well, good luck to you, and just stay on the right side of the law here. And thanks for talking with us.
All right. Thank you very much.
Mike Epstein, who is a software engineer and who took part in the Mob Projects event at the Rug Department in Macy's in Manhattan this past Tuesday.